The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, as I've been for 25 years, folks. This is the National Intel Report on this fourth day of October, 2017. And, Dennis, one of the things I wanted to mention to you, have you ever listened to Gordon Martinez's show on the weekend?
No, I haven't. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, check him out, because he's Las Vegas, Nevada, Gold Shield. He was a detective out there. And what he discovered within the Las Vegas, Nevada Police Department was so much corruption. And I'm not just, when you say the word corruption, you think, okay, well, what is they stealing, taking kickbacks? No. In that vast desert that you're talking about, they were finding cops that weren't playing the game the way they should. They would find their head in one location of the desert and their burned out body in a car someplace else. This stuff goes on a regular basis. And Gordon Martinez is in Clark County, and he's running. He was thinking of, he's got some health problems right now, and he doesn't know if he's going to be able to make a successful run. But I've seen the sheriff out there of the Las Vegas or the county out there doing these press conferences. I'm not really impressed. Gordon Martinez took his job seriously, and he was an honest guy. He went to
Clark County's a funny place, John. You know, it's the only place in the world that you can walk out of a supermarket, and anywhere else you've got real estate magazines, used car magazines,
yep,
magazines, people selling boats. And they're handing out literature for young women to come to your hotel room.
Oh yeah,
and take what have you.
Yeah, you know what's the, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, this guy Gordon, you know, he tried. He went to Internal Affairs. They're just as crooked can be. He went to the governor. He went every place to try to expose these murders that they refused. I mean, absolutely refused. Once the evidence was shoved in their face, they refused to do any further investigation. And
sounds like another Frank Serpico, you know?
Yeah, it almost does. And by the way, did I hear you say that you're going to go down to God's waiting room in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I can't take the cold anymore, John. I spent too many nights sitting on a frozen hydrant, you know?
I hear you. Well, my friend, I appreciate your call. You sound to me like one of the guys we would have been proud of in the performance of your job, and I appreciate
it. Well, I want to tell you something, John. You know, I've had my fair share of decorations, you know, and I wound up going up against the Stadies. I had a phone call made where I was going toe-to-toe with a sergeant there, and he got a call back from my union president, and he said, is this guy still active? He said, he's not only still active, he's highly decorated. And I kept the sergeant off my case, but I had one of the troopers type of report. They had me handcuffed to a bench. I mean, they had it in for me. And why? Because the influence of this in-law that had a lot of interaction with state and local officials, that was his job. And and they wound up, I remember this guy saying to the sergeant, he says, hey, Sarge, my buddy gets arrested, that's AP, right? Meaning Associated Press, to add to the problems, right? And the sergeant just waved, not like that, and he said to me, that's New York City. And I said to him, because Fuente and I grew up in the same neighborhood, and I said to him, I said, no, I said, that's Yonkers. And he kept typing. I said, and there's something else. He says, what? I said, that's lieutenant. You know what that means? And he says, what? I said, if I worked here, I'd be your boss, asshat.
Hey, Dennis, let me ask you something. Were you active with the New York Fire Department during September 11, 2001?
I was down there, okay. We bought a lot of equipment that they needed. They lost a whole chain of command because of the procedure they followed with the staging area.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at the bottom floor, and you had a staging area in the upper floors, you know. So you had a command center down in the bottom floor of the towers. And when they came down, it wiped out the whole top level of their of the brains right there. They lost, like, if you put all those brains together, okay, and they lost like a couple hundred years of knowledge. And they've had to rebuild since then, which they've done admirably so, you know. We went down there, and we brought down what they needed. We kept waiting for the call, what do you need, and nobody knew. So we got stuff that they needed, rebar cutters they needed torches. They needed stuff to get through, which they didn't have, and we came down with tools.
You mean, Dennis, what I'm hearing you saying is that you weren't standing around waiting for some lead-bottom administrative guy to tell you guys what to do. Kind of like what just happened in Vegas Sunday night, where the place was cordoned off, very few medical personnel, hardly any cops, and we had citizens. I would suggest, Dennis, you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and take a look at that video of somebody just checking for body, you know, I mean life signs, going from body to body.
I saw a lot of cops standing around the ambulances with the blue nitrile gloves on that were hiding behind the ambulances there.
Yeah.
They weren't really rushing in. It was kind of like Sandy Hook.
Yep.
Well, let's wait and see what happens. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dennis, I need to move on here, but one of these days, I want you to call into the program, and we'll talk about your experience at Ground Zero on September 11th. 2001.
I'd love to have a private conversation with you. I could divulge so much more than you can imagine.
Okay, well, and you know what? I'm looking forward to that. Do me a favor, Dennis, if you would. Let me have you hold on. I'll let you talk to my board operator, and I want to get your number. We'll trade numbers here. And I would absolutely love to have a private conversation with you, sir.
Thanks, and I'll check out Gordon's show on the weekend.
Very good, sir.
All right, bye now, John.
Thank you, Dennis. By the way, evidently, and this was interesting that Bennett did this on our website, republicbroadcasting.org. On the top right, doesn't say Kettle Moraine, doesn't say gold or silver. It just has the Lone Ranger holding a silver bullet up. That's the link to his website. But he sent a message back over to the network about this limited quantity, and he did say, when it's gone, it's gone. People are responding over to this one. They know a good deal when they hear it. So give Bennett a call. Take advantage of those brilliant, uncirculated peace dollars. Real money. When we had a real country and men were men, women were women, and cars were cars, I guess. You can call him at 623-327-1778. Some people are buying 4, 5, 6 rolls. Other people are buying 1 roll. You don't want to miss this, folks. These are deals that are far and few in between for that kind of money. And everybody keeps looking for those Morgan Peace dollars, and they usually get the beat-up stuff. This is brilliant, uncirculated, perfect, if you will, silver dollars from a bygone era. Call them. 623-327-1778. Let me go back to this. I started with this. Let me take Frank in North Carolina, and I'll get to the other story here. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Hey, John, did I hear right? The police shot the hotel security guard.
Apparently. Maybe he was too insistent that he wanted to go in that room and get the shooter and not wait around for almost an hour and a half. I don't know.
I remember those days, but when I was in college, I used to work a 10-hour shift security at a very dangerous location at a hotel all night, right off of Interstate 77 here in Charlotte, and cops used to get shot, get their heads blown off, sawed-off shotguns right there.
Didn't they call that Saturday Night Entertainment?
Yeah, well, I was lucky. I came up against a lot of drug dealers because they'd come rent rooms, and you know, we were unarmed. And I'd stand up to them. I'd get in a fighting stance. They'd surround me, and they'd be like, you know what, this guy's nuts. Let's just get on our motorcycles and take off. You know, it's like 2-3 in the morning or whatever. But yeah, I got lucky, I guess. But who was this guy on the? If you're watching the TV screen, I saw this like yesterday, or the day before. The sheriff, you know. You got the sheriff with, like you say, his four stars on. I hate that stuff. I really. Mm-hmm. You know, they call us civilians and all that. It's disgusting.
Yep. Yep.
But this guy, he was like in a suit jacket, no tie or anything. You know, like a white shirt maybe with the, you know, top button or two undone. And he had like a black, you know, crew cut. I mean, this guy looked like somebody right out of Israeli Spook Central. I mean, Israeli Secret Service, Mossad or something. He was looking like he was ready to pounce on anybody that asked the wrong question. I was wondering, does anybody know who that guy is? He just gave me the creeps.
Well, and Frank, the more I'm looking into this, the more it looks like we might have possibly had Mossad in there, and this was actually a Mossad operation. And again, that is just speculation, ladies and gentlemen. The facts and the details are hard to come by. We're poring over all the details that have been released so far, and there's major gaps there. You can't even cook up a proper synopsis with the gaps in the information. And you would think, you know, for the doubters out there, Frank, you know, all this is a setup. The guy was a cutout. You know, he was brought into an operation, and he was made the sacrificial lamb, like in Lee Harvey Oswald style. But the FBI has this video of this guy supposedly on that 32nd floor, and he was filming himself as he was killing people. Now, you would think, for the shock and awe of it, that video would be partially released, or at least some still frames out of that video, actually showing the perpetrator in the act of a crime. But yet, we're not seeing anything. We had to go to the Daily Mail to get a lot of these photos that are posted up on our website right now. The American media, as I said, won't touch it, won't show you a flag-draped coffin of useless deaths of our military in the Middle East. It's just they're there for the propaganda campaigns, and they're managing it all.
Yeah, all right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, I appreciate your call. A power-tripping park ranger. Now, notice I didn't say police officer. I said park ranger. Snapped after an elderly couple honked at him. So what did this park ranger do? He followed them home, beat them, and then arrested them. This happened in Akron, Ohio. An elderly Ohio couple who had never been in trouble with the law got a hefty dose of the police state this week because they honked their horn at the wrong cop. Carl and Margaret Wilson were on their way home this weekend when they came up behind a Summit Metro Parks ranger. Carl Wilson told Fox 8 News, "I tooted the horn and went around. He swung out behind me and followed me up." But that's when the ranger's road rage kicked in and he began following the couple home. So Carl says, "So I come up here and pulled in the driveway, and that's when he pulled in behind me. He was screaming. He said, 'Get out of the truck. Get on the ground.'" Carl says, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm no criminal. Why did you follow me?" Wilson explained that the ranger pulled him from his truck and then threw him to the ground. He was absolutely crazy, like he was on drugs, and he wouldn't answer any questions. His wife, Margaret, explained that the crazed officer scared her and thought that he may hurt Carl, who has to wear a protective vest due to an operation on his heart. I just thought he was going to hurt him because, you know, he has no protection here. Now, evidently, this guy had open-heart surgery, and they split his rib cage, broke it open, and this guy's sternum was hanging together with a few staples, so he had to actually wear a protective vest to prevent damage from the surgery. She said, I said, "You're not going to hurt Carl." The cop responded, "Woman, stand back. I'll spray you with this mace." Suddenly, however, instead of just simply threatening to hurt the elderly woman, the officer took to actually hurting her. "We were standing here at the door of the truck, and he ran all the way back, took his foot, and kicked her. Messed up her elbow, messed up her back." And a family friend took to Facebook to explain exactly what happened. And this is the post. "These are Mary's parents, Carl and Margaret Wilson, both in their 70s. Carl is an Army veteran. They were brutalized by a park ranger, Jeffrey Axner, in Akron, Ohio." That's in Summit County. "This cannot be happening. Elderly, disabled, and citizens of Akron for more than 50 years, they've lived in the same home in Akron for all of their married lives. Mary's father wears a brace to protect his heart since an infection after open-heart surgery caused him to have his breastbone removed." Sorry, it was removed. "He was knocked to his knees and handcuffed behind his back for an hour and a half for the crime of honking his horn at a park ranger. This fraud also kicked Mary's mother in the stomach, knocked her to the ground, and handcuffed her as well. She laid on the ground, handcuffed and crying, shaking in fear while this monster threatened to mace her. Margaret's in frail health, having had two brain surgeries and a recent shoulder surgery. This could be your parents. If our country allows this kind of brutality to the old and frail, how safe are any of us?" Now, naturally, Carl and Margaret, who have never had a run-in with police before in their entire lives, were terrified after this happened. They explained to Fox 8 News that it was especially terrifying considering the fact that it happened in their own front yard. Cops claim she was fired for being white after video showed her abusing an innocent elderly veteran. What? Carl then had some choice words about this tyrant, who he says should have never been given a badge. "It wasn't even in the park. This guy, he shouldn't even be a dog catcher, let alone in the park as a ranger. For honking at the power-tripping officer, the elderly couple was attacked and arrested. However, the charge were so glaringly false that the Summit Metro Parks released a statement noting they are going to be dropping the charges immediately." Really? And am I going to hear about the firing or the criminal charges preferred against this individual? Fat chance. This is their statement. "Summit Metro Parks has placed a park ranger on paid administrative leave following an incident yesterday involving a senior couple in their vehicle. We have also requested that all charges brought against the couple after the incident be dropped immediately. The incident began yesterday morning at the Newton Street entrance of the Goodyear Heights Metro Park. The ranger pursued the couple's vehicle to a residence on Darrell Road and handcuffed both individuals after an altercation." Yeah. "A backup ranger was summoned to the scene. An Akron police officer driving past the residence also stopped to offer assistance." Assistance to whom? The old couple that's getting the crap beat out of them? Or the other badge that's standing there? The couple was charged with resisting arrest, obstruction of official business, aggravated menacing, and failure to comply. Let's go to break. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So the Summit Metro Park, finishing their official statement here, we are conducting an internal investigation of the incident and have also reached out to the couple to learn more about the matter from their perspective. We are asking the Akron Police Department to conduct a third-party review as well. We will cooperate fully with the APD's review. Now, if it's badged, there's going to be butt covering going on. I can almost guarantee that. We take this matter very seriously. Our rangers are commissioned peace officers who enforce the park's district's rules, regulations, and other applicable laws to protect resources, keep visitors safe, and maintain good order. We hold our rangers and all of our employees to a high standard of conduct. Even though this incident unfolded outside park boundaries, we expect them to live up to that standard. The public deserves no less. As soon as we learned of the incident, we immediately placed the ranger on paid administrative leave and began our investigation. In keeping with the Summit Metro Park's policies and procedures, and in keeping with our contract with the Ohio Patrolman's Benevolent Association, we'll provide updated information as new developments occur. Well, the Wilsons told Fox 8 they're hiring an attorney so we can rest assured the taxpayers of Akron will pay for the insane cop's behavior. Wow. Yeah. And folks, the mentality with a rank and file, is that we'll cover. Even though that they see an illegal shooting, or some civilians might call it murder, even though they witness other cops planting evidence or beating the crap out of somebody when they don't have to, all this stuff goes on a daily basis. Now, imagine being a police officer in America today. And I'm telling you guys, and some of you continue to listen to this network, and I am most appreciative. That shows me that you've got heart and you've got conscience and you're trying to do the right thing. And I do appreciate that. But there may come a day that you have to break that thin blue line. You have to step out of the ranks and start weeding out the bad people in your own departments across this country. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? The police unions? Boards that they set up? I don't think so. And isn't it ironic, as demonstrated in that I just read, oh, we're going to be doing an investigation. Yeah. Well, this little ranger ranged out of his area that he was assigned to, followed the people home, and then beat the crap out of them, arrested them, and then lied about it. Jurisdiction? Has anybody thought about that? And see, these lines are being blurred because, well, you know, we melded the military with the police, and, you know, we have national security issues, and, you know, these lines are being blurred as to whose jurisdiction is what. Yeah. Yeah, you bet your sweet bippy it is. And another little piece of information coming forth. You know, it's really strange, folks. We're $150 trillion plus, some put it as high as $200 trillion in debt. You know, we've got all this credit available to keep borrowing to fight wars and to go kill people in foreign lands under the guise of, well, they're part of the club. An attack on anybody that is our friend is an attack on the United States. That's the mentality. And, of course, we're all doing this for national security. You know, but don't you find it a little bit odd that they have to keep raising the debt ceiling? And really what this is really, they're really saying, raising the debt ceiling? Well, if thought in the proper context, that's exactly what they're doing. They're raising the ceiling of the debt that they're allowing to continue. And we're going to keep borrowing more and more and more. And excuse me, have you seen any big budget cuts in the federal government? Well, there's $21 trillion of undocumented adjustments that have been made. Pretty much $21 trillion out of the coffers that they really don't have an accounting for.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down, all in bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades.
On tomorrow's program, on his way from California to God's waiting room down in Florida, Steve Elkins will be in studio tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. That's the guy that subbed for me before. Yeah, he'll be in studio. Yes, I did. And what was the response? Because I asked him a specific question. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry? Okay. DOD and HUD missing money, supporting documentation for 21 trillion. I didn't say million, I didn't say billion, I said trillion with a T, of undocumentable adjustments. Update from Dr. Skidmore, which is part of, I guess, the Solari report. Dr. Skidmore and his team have now reviewed additional documentation and undocumented adjustments at the Department of Defense and the House, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, now total $21 trillion, more than the outstanding debt on the U.S. government's balance sheet, and that's a misnomer. They keep talking about, well, what's the deficit now? Oh, it's $19, $20, $21 trillion. No, and they never tell you about the trillions sitting in the background that dwarfs that amount. The report table has been updated as of Wednesday, September 27th, to include the staggering amounts. The summary report still uses the prior totals. Our gratitude for Dr. Skidmore's effort to understand and document this phenomenon is off the charts. I will be adding additional files and information as we find them. And this is Catherine Austin Fitz's website. And Mark Skidmore is a professor of economics and agriculture, food and resource economics at Michigan State University, where he holds the Morris Chair in State and Local Government, Finance, and Policy. Received his doctorate in economics from the University of Colorado in 94 and his bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Washington in 1987. And he is the co-editor of Journal of Urban Affairs. Now, to look at, and I can't run through this because it goes through all the years and the amounts, and there is clickable links that you can actually look at the amounts. And again, folks, here we are, staggering unemployment numbers, still around 90 million people out of work in this country. Debt is absolutely going through the roof. It is unsustainable and unpayable at these levels. But yet they continue doing the same stupid things in Washington, D.C. Yes, they have a lot of love and compassion for the American people. Oh, by the way, a message from Bennett here. How many rolls did he say he had? 60-some rolls? Well, half of the rolls are gone. 32 rolls are gone. So, folks, and again, take advantage of this. People know a good thing when they hear it. They really do. So we have all this debt going on and just nobody being responsible for anything. It's amazing to me. They will cut out what they need. Do you think any of these people are on Obamacare? Of course they're not. They have their own private health care. You know, and whether you're a Congress critter that is a one-termer, doesn't matter. Whatever you're paid in your term, guess what you get for the rest of your life? You get retirement benefits. And I forget what percentage equaling the pay. I think it might be what their pay is per year. That's what they get in benefits year after year after year after year. You know, how's that for a nice retirement account? Being directly hooked to the people that have the ability to put the American people further in debt. They're right next to those wonderful bankers, and they can get that credit line, man, to pay out that money for their retirement. And the rest of you can go to hell. People, when the majority of the people in this country find out about their retirement funds, they are absolutely going to be devastated. Because we're talking about the money that people were banking on when they can no longer work. They're in ill health, breathing our chemtrailed air or our fluoridated water, dying of some cancer. And some of these, God almighty, people, some of these treatments, you know, this is about. Mikey, just do me a favor. Do a cursory check. How long has the American Cancer Foundation been in business? You know, this is the American Cancer Society. May 23rd of 1913. They've been in business for more than 100 years. And they ain't got, Billy Bob can't say that word on air. I'll just use the replacement word. They haven't done squat. Okay, we'll just use that one. So for under for over 100 years trying desperately to try to find the cure for cancer. You know what they come up with? Treatment. Not a cure. Treatment. That's what the medical industry is all about anymore. Got an ailment? Go see your doctor. Write you out a script. Hey, we'll get rid of your symptoms. But whatever's ailing you will remain. Hopefully, if your body is not battered enough by breathing in crap or ingesting crap or eating your non-nutritious but still good-looking food, and you have some semblance of a resistance in your body, that you might survive. You might. By the way, before I forget, our dear friends over in Houston, you thought their problems were over? Well, we had some heavy rains come through Central Texas and evidently also East Texas. They're flooded out again. They got dumped on a half a foot of rain last night. And trust me, folks, the ground ain't dry over in Houston right now. Very little ability to absorb any moisture whatsoever. And they've got flooding again in Houston. So if you're high and dry right now and your feet aren't stuck in a mud puddle, be thankful. I wanted to also mention before we get out of here today, somebody stole my line here. What happened in Vegas won't stay in Vegas. Lou Rockwell. Well, 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 they say. Killer immediately identified. Heroic cops locate him, and he's now conveniently dead. His family shocked senseless at such an uncharacteristic crime. The usual suspects demand more control of gun owners. The tragedy in Vegas boasts all the earmarks of a false flag from the sociopaths who brought us 9/11. Becky Akers writes this. Meanwhile, our rulers were securing the Route 91 festival as they do so many other events in the police state. They searched innocent attendees with nary a warrant or even a thought thereof. Cynics might wonder whether the government cold-bloodedly calculates that its now accepted ritual of disarmament facilitates these massacres. In any event, all the groping and metal detectors patently can't prevent these attacks. So why do Americans tolerate the Fourth Amendment's evisceration? Again, just as I advise boycotting commercial aviation, so I advise avoiding any gathering that forces you to submit to anti-constitutional searches. No event on earth is worth the degradation of those searches and what that entails. You pay a small fortune for a ticket only to endure the insult of waiting in a mind-numbing long line so the security can abuse you or worse as the deep state grows increasingly murderous. And folks, this has been brought to you by the neocons and their quest for war. Go right down to the root of it. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
You know, I'd like to suggest a guest, and he's still quite alive, as I understand it, Frank Serpico. He's been on shows from time to time. I think he'd be an interesting guest to have as an interview.
God, he must be in his 70s.
He's born in 1936. I just looked up on the Internet. According to Wikipedia, he's still alive.
I'll be damned.
And AJ had him a few years ago, but it was mostly AJ squawking. I think it would be a much nicer interview if he. One of the things he mentioned is that you've heard the expression that they used about being on the pad.
Yeah.
That it still exists.
Yeah.
And I think the reason he was interviewed was because there was something about a Texan, somebody born in Texas that had moved to New York, and he got involved in a whistleblower, something similar to Serpico. I don't quite remember his name, but I think it was from Austin.
Well, if he's still alive and he's still got the marbles rattling around in his head, we might have to talk with him.
It's a very good interview. Actually, he's a very nice guy, actually.
He, Wait a minute. Hold on a second here. Mike just pulled this up. There's an official Frank Serpico blog. Hasn't been posted on for 4 years. I'm sneaking. I've got the sneaking feeling that Frank isn't around with us anymore. I don't know. Why would he let his blog go for more than 4 years?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I just looked up on Wikipedia. So he's born in 1936. And there's no death date.
Okay.
And he had a picture from him on there from 2013.
Still looks pretty spry. Yeah, I've seen it. Okay, well, Ken, I appreciate that. Anything else?
Yes. Unfortunately, you ran into two goofballs that I listened to in New York on the radio, the Len Berman and Todd Schnitt in the morning show. Well, Len Berman is a guy that's been around since the 70s, and I think he was in desperate need of a job because taxes in the next county, in Nassau County, are far worse than where I am. And I think they had to get somebody that could actually carry the show, so they picked this Todd Schnitt up from Florida. And he was originally from New York, and I guess his all of that gun experience he got from being a subway motorman when he was a younger guy, which alone is, in order to be a subway motorman in New York, you'd have to be born into it.
Well, and
somehow he made a transition between that and radio.
Well, and Newsmax, which I do not consider to be, you know, I'm not going to say it's not a credible site, but they are, you know, it's a meeting ground and a blogging area for the neocons. Who was this guy that they are, Newsmax, they have put him up on DirecTV, and I think they give him a couple hours. He's an ex-congressman. I'll think of his name here in a second. Most dry, boring stuff. It's all politics and no substance. You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know somebody that's alive that fits that category. It'd be Peter King in New York.
Man, many, many bad things have come out of New York, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I live about 50 miles from him, so hopefully I don't get too much of it on me.
Okay. I appreciate your call. Ken,
thank you.
You're pointing to something that I can't possibly read at this distance, Mike. J.D. Hayworth, thank you very much. J.D. Hayworth, it wasn't worth that much of a congressman, but these are the people that these supposed news organizations latch on to. J.D. Hayworth, absolutely a waste of time. And, by the way, I did call in to the Schnitt. Well, what a name that is. The Schnitt Show yesterday. And I was put on hold. Because I had heard somebody mention RBN and GCN. And as alternative media, and of course Schnitt took the opportunity to slam alternative media. So I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to call in and set Schnitt straight. Did I get that out right? Okay. Soros, Kellogg, Ford, donor list of anti-Trump resistance group. And by the way, folks, MSLSD, yeah, I stole that from the Jewish talk show host, the lawyer up in New York. They say that copying is a serious, sincerest form of flattery. Well, if you hear me start talking like this, turn your radio off. The Center for Community Change Action. Doesn't that sound like a nice word? Isn't that what we all want? We want our inner city communities to be cleaned up and reconstructed and be vibrant and have culture again and intelligent people. And well, I'll just stop right there. This is a Washington, D.C.-based 501c3 progressive community organization group and contributor to the anti-Trump resistance movement. Counts some of the most prominent American families among its impressive donor base. Unfortunately, at least for these donors, their staggering contributions to this little secretive group have just been revealed by the Washington Free Beacon and include massive multi-million dollar grants from George Soros, the Kellogg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation, among others. Now, I don't know about the Kellogg Foundation. I've not checked them out. But the Ford Foundation, of which I speak, is not connected to the Ford Motor Company. How do I know that? Because I called the president of Ford Motor a couple of years ago to just make that inquiry. I talked to his personal secretary, and I guess he was either just coming in or leaving, and she handed a phone to him, so I was able to speak to this guy for about 2 minutes, and that's all I needed. And I asked him directly, I said, is the Ford Foundation, the one that funds Democracy Now and the likes, is that any part of Ford Motor? And he said, and I quote his words to me, absolutely not. That's it. I got to go. And that was it. I don't even think I got the secretary. I think I just got a hang up after that one. I guess she figured I got what I needed. All right, we'll take the final break here on this edition of the National Intel Report. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
The Free Beacon has obtained the group's unredacted 2015 tax forms that shed light on its funders, who provide millions of dollars in assistance. The group appears to rely heavily on the few major liberal foundations, organizations, and unions. The Center for Community Change's largest contributor was $3 million from W.K. Kellogg Foundation, which was initially created by Will Kellogg, and that's the cereal guy, and founder of Kellogg. The Ford Foundation, which was first created by the founders of the Ford Motor Company, notice I said first created by the founders, they walked away from it and somebody else picked it up, added $2,350,000 in donation. The Open Society Foundation, a foundation run by liberal billionaire mega donor George Soros, gave $1,750,000 to the Center for Community Change. Other donors to the organization include the California Endowment, which gave $524,500, the Marguerite Casey Foundation, which gave $515,000, Fidelity Charitable Gift, which donated $505,000, and the National Immigration Law Center, which gave $316,000. Boy, that buys a lot of votes, doesn't it? Of course, if you thought the $1.8 million contribution from the prominent billionaire progressive like George Soros was a little stingy, you're a little bit right. That's why he also contributed to CCA's various sister organizations, including $1.5 million donation to their social welfare arm. The Center for Community Change Action, the social welfare, it's a C4 arm of the group, additionally relies on a handful of donors for almost all of its funding, according to its documents that do not include the privacy redactions. Donors to its social welfare arm in 2015 included Every Citizen Counts, $1.75 million, nonprofit that was created by allies of Hillary Clinton to mobilize Latino and African American voters, the Open Society Policy Center, almost $1.5 million, another Soros group, the 1630 Fund, $610,000, a progressive advocacy group, Centers for Community Change, $150,000, Service Employees International Union, $150,000, Atlantic Philanthropies Organization, $75,000, the Tides Foundation, $50,000. So what did the CCA spend all that money on? Well, if you guessed Black Lives Matter and Sanctuary Campus and anti-Trump protest, then you're absolutely correct. Do we have any bumper stickers? I don't know. Do we? I'm sure we got some around here. Why is that question being asked? Oh. Okay. Yeah, we do. Which, by the way, brings me around to, folks, it's the end of the month. We're now almost into the first week of the new month. And we're a day late and we're way too many dollars short. You know, I was just looking at this yesterday. What did I total up yesterday? $3,600 just on satellite and on internet. That's $3,600 just for the satellite and the internet. That's nothing else, folks. $3,600. Our dear friend, and thank you, Jim S., donated $500, so that gets it down to about $3,100. Folks, we need your support. We don't have a George Soros. We don't have a sugar daddy out there. Wouldn't it be nice if some multimillionaire out there decided that he was going to fund this network for just a few months to give us some breathing room? Wouldn't that be great? But it's like anything else, folks. For any change to take place, it's us little people, you and me, that have to do it. So I encourage you to call into the network. Mike's going to be here for what, another 3 hours? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have Steve Elkins in studio tomorrow for 2 hours, and Jeff will come up on Friday. Appreciate that. Call us at 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Talk to Mikey, and he'll be happy to take your donation. Or, folks, what I just discovered is we do take Discovery. We take 3 credit cards that I can run, Visa, MasterCard, and Discovery. And I can run those cards if you call in with a donation to the network. All the other cards, of course, if you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, okay? That'll take you to the PayPal page. And again, you do not have to be a member of PayPal, okay? You can make donations there and use any credit card that your little heart desires. So make that donation, please. We're not backed by the right people with bags full of money, as you can probably tell. All right, we're out of here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.